I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get in the know, nonstop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
All right, Vikings Vent Line, happy Memorial Day weekend to you. Figured we'd still give you a Vikings Vent Line episode, obviously, as we do every Sunday right here on the Purple Daily YouTube channel. Vikings Vent Line, it is your show here on Purple Daily, where we want to see the Vikings win a Super Bowl before we die. If anyone wants to come on a future episode of Vikings Vent Line, shoot me a note. It's VikingsVentLine@gmail.com. Simple enough. Shoot me an email, VikingsVentLine@gmail.com, if you want to come in on a future episode. These posts every Sunday on the Purple Daily YouTube channel and on the Purple Daily podcast feed. Please give us a five-star review on Apple, Spotify, Score North app, however you listen. We appreciate you. We're going to talk to my guys Sam and Bo here in just a little bit. We're going to talk some offseason. We're going to talk some assortment of topics here on Vikings Ventline, as we usually do. By the way, Ventline powered by our friends at Dennis Kirk and DennisKirk.com. Motorcycle parts, accessories. It's finally riding season, so get out there and enjoy yourself with some nice Dennis Kirk accessories to make your riding season that much better. And of course, Aquaside. It's Memorial Day weekend, so if your toes in the water, maybe tuning up Vikings Ventline, you see any lake weed or algae in that lake home or lake pond you got there, go hit up my friends Aquaside. They'll help you take care of that lake weed analogy. That's Aquaside.com, Aquaside.com, to go learn more about that. All right, let's get my guys in here. Let's get Sam in here. Let's get Bo. Sam, he's making his return to Vikings Vent Line. He's got his Judd Zolgad hello on. He's a veteran. He's been around here a few times. Welcome back to the show, Sam. Thanks for calling, man.
All right, glad to be on, buddy. Glad to be on.
And remind me again, are you in Minnesota? Where are you located at?
So I'm actually in Dallas, Texas. I'm actually at one of my bars right now. I'm the operations manager for a whole chain of craft beer bars down here. But my folks are actually from Winnipeg.
Okay.
But I grew up mostly down here in Texas. I kind of just claimed Minnesota because it was close to Winnipeg when I was, in high school or so. And you guys got me hooked.
Nice.
I can't let go anymore.
So at all your bars, are you just infiltrating Vikings games then? Is that just an operational manager's decision?
All the time. All the time, pretty much, and it's pretty funny whenever the Cowboys lose, and I'm kind of like chuckling in the background. And I got one of my locations where, I'll show up all in purple on game day, and I actually had a question. Someone was like, they emailed us online, and they were like, "Are you guys a Vikings bar? Because I always see a lot of Vikings fans there." I was like, "Actually, no, but I mean, we could be. I mean, between me and a bunch of the regulars that always show up, we're usually repping purple and screaming louder than anybody else." So. It is what it is.
Well, nice, man. Appreciate you doing some Vikings work down there in Texas. Bo, what's up with you, man? Welcome to Vikings Ventline. This is your first time. Glad to have you on. Where are you calling from, and how long have you been a Vikings fan?
First-timer. I am calling from northern Wisconsin.
Okay.
So I am in Packer country. Actually, as a matter of fact, a couple weeks ago, the Packers were visiting the local high school. I thought about, wrecking that party, but anyway, I listen to Purple Daily all the time at work. It's primarily Packers fans, so I just put my headphones on, and it's all Vikings talk all day.
Well, you got Sam down there in Texas making sure all the craft beer enthusiasts are getting their purple on, and you're fighting the good fight too in Wisconsin with Packer fans. So both you guys here are you got your swords up, you got your guard up, and you're making sure that no matter where you're residing at, you're making sure the Vikings are still number one. So I appreciate that. That's awesome, boys. Well, fellas, let's get into some topics here. I'm curious. I've asked a lot of Vikings fans throughout this offseason on Ventline what they like the most so far about the Vikings offseason. I know it's been a little quieter than normal. But Sam, I'll start with you. Is there one thing or anything in particular you really liked about the Vikings offseason thus far?
So, yeah, it's funny that you made fun of my Judd Zolgad hello, because I also brought up the Judd Zolgad
legal pad
for all the topics today. I guess what I'm most impressed with this offseason is actually not the moves that they've made, but the moves they've chosen not to make. I mean, for the most part, you see a lot of teams right now that are like scrambling because they're so afraid of what's going on in their conference or what's going on in their division. I mean, you got teams like the Chiefs that are running the tables on everybody and everyone's panicking. And I just see our boy, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, just laid back, relaxed, not panicking, not doing something crazy like, let's commit $50 million a year fully guaranteed to Kirk for the next 3 years because we have to have a quarterback. Let's trade everything we have to go get this guy or that guy or making all these moves. He's kind of waiting it out and seeing how it goes. I mean, I have a question for you guys off of this as well is, would you rather be in the Viking situation right now where we have flexibility, we have options, all the chips are on the table, we haven't pushed them in the pot yet? Or would you rather be the Saints in cap hell like we are, but they're now committed to Derek Carr and they don't really know if they love their coach? You could be like Washington, where they have absolutely nothing good going on right now other than maybe one or two good young players. Heck, would you like to be like the team here in town, the Cowboys, where they got a bunch of young, solid players, but they have a ton of money tied up in a quarterback, once again, a coach in the hot seat, and just not a lot of flexibility and pieces to move around? They're pretty much stuck in constantly, always going in and being all in every season. I love the fact that we can maybe go all in this season, maybe next season. Who knows? But we are not panicking. We're not signing anybody that isn't absolutely necessarily franchise perfect, you know, like we're going to sign Jefferson. We're going to sign State of Hawk. But other than that, I like that we're not making rash decisions.
Yeah, that's huge, man. I mean, you see a lot of teams that get a lot of cap space and they just like to spend it. And then you had the Saints who, you know, you can make a case the Saints cap situation before they made all the moves were a lot like the Vikings situation where they're in cap hell to a degree. They don't have a lot of flexibility. They maneuver money. They basically push their problem down the road, essentially, where they re-sign Derek Carr and whatnot. And yeah, I mean, will the Saints be probably better than last year? Yeah, they probably should be a little bit better than last year, but how much better will they be in the NFC with them not really making substantial moves and make themselves stand out as legitimate contenders? The Cowboys, yeah, similar vein. Washington, I mean, thank God this is not Commander's Daily, because I don't know if I could even do that pod 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I like your point, dude. They didn't go all in yet. They could still go all in next year. They're kind of being very calm and calculated with what they want to do. And yeah, I think that kind of screams what Kwesi Adofo-Mensah is really all about. Bo, how about you, dude? What's something about this offseason that you really like the most from the Vikings?
Honestly, Sam pretty much hit the nail right there. That like stole my answer word for word. I guess as the kids would say, let Kwesi cook, you know. He's feeling like, I hate, you know, you hate seeing the guy go, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, you lost a step, man. Like, we'll replace you. We've got replacement players. We let all the top cap guys go, and I still think we'll contend. So then you get cap room on, you know, you're getting rid of cap.
Yeah. And, you know, even the Marcus Davenport signing, I mean, I think that might be the more highlight one because he's a pass rusher and you need as many pass rushers as you can in the NFL. They obviously lost Za'Darius Smith to a trade to Cleveland. Do you think Marcus Davenport kind of has like this next big level to get to here? What did you kind of make of that signing?
Yeah. I think he's going to be a great replacement for Za'Darius. You know, a lot of people bring up the fact that we only got 2 5th rounders for him, but the guy only played half a season.
Right.
And how much cap room we saved on that is Kwesi's the man.
Love that too. Sam, did you like that move with Davenport coming in here and kind of replacing Za'Darius basically to be a tag team partner with Danielle Hunter?
I do like it. And I feel like a lot of teams end up overpaying for that premier player. I mean, look at the Jalen Ramsey trade. Look at the Russell Wilson trade. Sometimes you push all the chips in the middle for it to be a all-in move, but sometimes you can get really, really, really good players for very cheap on the DL. What I'm interested to see is Kwesi once again taking a pick that was a high draft pick, has a lot of value, but it's kind of got lost in the weeds. I mean, that's a guy who kind of got lost in the weeds of the Saints, and they've always had a good defense. They've had Cam Jordan. They've had other guys over there that have just wrecked havoc. And he was kind of fallen down off of their kind of radar. So if we can win and not really have to give up much to get that and end up paying about the same for a much younger player that has a lot more upside, this could end up failing. But it more than likely looks like it's going to end up being a solid, decent signing. Where we now have a pass rusher that we will likely extend if he has does good, and won't be one of those contracts where we're paying 30 mil for a top three guy, or God forbid paying 30 mil for a top 20 guy. Instead, we're paying a solid 15 to maybe 17 mil for a solid contributor that is going to get to a quarterback.
Absolutely, yeah. I just think, was it Arius Smith yet having a down season or down half season and not being able to commit to him long term? Davenport's younger, just makes a lot of sense. And yeah, I think that's probably the one. If they have kind of a diamond in the rough there, that might be a great piece to be, honestly, yeah, bring back afterwards. And if it doesn't work out, probably no harm, no foul. They won the North last year. The Vikings did, obviously, and now all of a sudden everyone's buying Detroit Lions stock. So I'm 30 years old. I don't know how old you guys are. But I can't remember an offseason where everyone's actually hyped about the Detroit Lions for legitimate reasons or maybe illegitimate reasons. But I'm curious, do you guys think the Vikings are still the favorites to win the NFC North? Bo, I know the Packers have now come down to earth, knock on wood, for a long time. That's obviously my goal now that Aaron Rodgers is out of Green Bay. But are the Vikings going to repeat as NFC North champions?
Yeah, we are. I'm actually kind of close to Michigan too, so okay. There's a couple Lions fans, and yeah, you got to listen to them too now. But I don't know. I think as a division, all the teams, I think the Lions on paper and the Bears have gotten better. Packers, who knows? Who knows what's going on in there? But I think all the teams are kind of getting closer.
Mm-hmm.
But the fan in me still believes that this is the Vikings division. Yeah, we might have won those close games last year to get to 13 wins, which might not be as doable. But I still think with Jefferson, Hockenson, that offense, you add Addison, we got the power in the offense. Flores coming. The Flores move, I think that's going to be very key to our defense. I was actually looking up. He's coached in the league 20 years, and – one of those seasons, the team had a losing record, and that was his first year as head coach with the Dolphins. So he's been around winning organizations. He knows what it takes. He's been part of Super Bowl winning franchises. So I feel like he knows. Also, he had choices. He had choices of where he could go to coach, and he chose Minnesota. So I feel like there's kind of a connection there of like, hey, we got something here. I think I can turn the defense around. I think we can win the division. So
yeah, both those teams, Vikings, Lions, they have defensive issues. That's what, I guess, held them back from being legitimate contenders going into this season. And can Brian Flores basically turn that around, who has a really good defensive mind with Miami? And, yeah, he's been around the block a few times, so he knows exactly what he's doing. And can he get more out of this defense and not to turn it into a top 10 defense? I think that's unrealistic to expect, but can it turn into a legitimate, passable defense that's good at getting after the quarterback, or maybe it's really good at creating turnovers? I think that's all you can ask for from that defense at this point, with it being inexperienced and young. And can some of these guys step up? And is Flores the right guy to kind of mold these players compared to Ed Donatell from a year ago, who obviously kind of failed miserably towards the end of it? So, yeah, back to the offseason part of it, Flores might even be the number one headline there, that bringing in a former NFL coach that was one of the better defensive minds in the league, can he help turn around this defense? And whether he bolts after a year, that's all good if the Vikings defense takes a significant step forward. Sam, how about you, man? Are the Vikings going to repeat as the NFC North champs? Are you buying this Lions stock? Are the Bears going to pop up out of nowhere? How do you kind of assess the pecking order right now in the NFC North?
I mean, until proven otherwise, you guys have said it on the show before, until proven otherwise, it's the Vikings division to keep. The only thing that's going to prevent them from doing that is themselves. I mean, this roster is good, I mean, are we saying he's good enough to win a Super Bowl? Remains to be seen. But the one thing we do know for certain, whether or not we got lucky last year or not, I mean, let's chalk up half of those, comeback victories to and split them 50-50. We're still winning the division by a game. The Lions are the Lions. Everybody can buy all the stock they want, but when they lose their money in Vegas and they come back to upset them and disappoint them, I mean, that's their problem, not ours. The Bears, in my opinion, I just don't think they've made very good offseason moves, paying lots of money to linebackers and non-key positions. I think the only team that really, for certain, if you are a betting person, that has any continuity of consistency and like, hey, look, they're not really going downhill. If anything, they're going to go up, is the Vikings. But however, that's the thing with the NFC North. You never know what's going to happen. We do have a first place schedule that's going to be brutal in some stretches, but If history also holds true, watch Jordan Love end up being the next, heir apparent of the next Hall of Fame quarterback of the Packers, God forbid. But until proven otherwise, it's our division. And honestly, I challenge any of those NFC North opponents to come try and take it from us.
Yeah, it's definitely the most wide open division just because there isn't a clear-cut runaway for sure. As a Vikings fan, you'd kind of like see the Packers just face some adversity for like the first time in 30 years that are significant of having unknown questions or unknown answers, I should say, at quarterback with Jordan Love. And, I'm just trying not to buy too much into any hype that he can turn into the next Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre. And the Packers might be the worst team in the NFC North. But, yeah, you kind of have to wait and see. I don't think you can just cement them as that either. The Bears have built up a lot of free agents here. They're building around Justin Fields. It feels like this is the now or never year for Fields at quarterback. If he takes a significant step up, well, now all of a sudden the Bears could be dangerous for years to come. Again, got to wait and see there. And the Lions, was that a pop-up or was that a sustained, kind of level of success for them with Dan Campbell and obviously Jared Goff being a good puppet in that offense too? There's a lot of just unanswered questions in the NFC North, and the Vikings might have the most stable roster and situation, but yeah, first place schedule is going to be brutal. They're going to have to go on the road more than they did last year, and there's a lot of questions, but I think it probably goes down to maybe a 10-win team. One double-digit win team probably comes out of that division, and then I don't even know if there'll be a wild card out of it either. It's going to be kind of a, the old school black and blue, as they used to call the NFC Central. It's going to look a lot like that, I think, as well.
This Saturday at the Medina Entertainment Center, it's Icons of Rock. The Arena Rock Legends, featuring the biggest arena rock tribute band hits live.
From Kiss, Alice Cooper, Heart, Def Leppard,
and more. The Icons of Rock. Tickets on sale now at MedinaEntertainment.com.
Come early and have dinner at Robert's Restaurant and Bar.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We've been kicking around this idea on Purple Daily. You guys have probably been listening over the last few days. If you could take a former Vikings legend in their prime and put him on this year's team, who would it be? I mean, I gave one of Steve Hutchinson, but that was just one answer, and that was just because I thought the offensive line could use a Steve Hutchinson and plugged into it. Bo, how about you, man? When you think of all the great Vikings players you've seen in your lifetime, you could take one of them, put them in their from their prime and on this 2023 team, who would it be?
So the reason I became a fan was back in 98.
Okay.
I'm living in Wisconsin. It's Packer country. Everyone loves Brett Favre. And then this guy comes along called Randy Moss. I don't think people realize today how really phenomenal this Randy Moss was. I mean, I just remember watching him, and like quarterbacks were legit just lobbing the ball downfield to him, and he's doing what they call mossing now. So I feel like you put Moss on this offense, I don't care who's at quarterback. I mean, you could put Jaren Hall at quarterback. They're going to look good. You got Moss on one end of the field, and you got JJ on the other with Hockenson in the middle. Like, it's kind of just a lot to think about. Now, I know the defense, like, I listened to the past podcast with Judd's reasoning, and like, I know the defense needs some help, but like, try to outscore us. That's all I got. Is I got to go Randy Moss.
Absolutely.
I thought of other ones, but
There's a ton of them that you could honestly go down. And, yeah, Moss has changed the game, to your point. I came in, I don't remember 98. I was probably 5-6 years old. I wasn't conscious enough to really take in all the Viking stuff back then. But I do remember him in his prime here in purple, and obviously I remember him in his prime post-Vikings career too. And, yeah, it was video game stuff. You just, you know, you click the button, throw a bomb, and he was going to catch it, whether on the video game or in real life. That's how kind of nuts it was to watch him play week in and week out. And, yeah, I mean, he changed the entire position. So I think Randy Moss is probably the default answer to a lot of fans. Sam, I don't know if that was your answer, but who is someone else maybe from Vikings prime that you want to take and see him play in 2023 with this team?
So this was one that I put a lot of thought into, and it's because we've been having this it's been all over Twitter and Facebook, and I've seen that Sam Munson, whatever his name is, from PFF, yeah, put up the thing, and he took every division and said, well, what happens if we added, Shannon Sharp to the Broncos or whatever it is. But what I looked at when I thought about this question is wins over replacement for every position. If you want to make this team win the Super Bowl this year, sure, we could take a C-plus or B-minus player and turn him into an A-plus. But I went down the roster and I looked at the all-time greats of the Vikings and I said, okay, what's our worst position group and who are the all-time great players of our franchise? And then I went back and I looked at the past six Super Bowl winners, and they all had one glaring similarity: an all-pro, game-changing, game-wrecking, fear of God defensive tackle. Chris Jones, Aaron Donald,
yeah.
Chris Jones again, the tandem of Vita Vea and Duncan Sue, the Patriots with Lawrence Guy and that defensive front, and then of course the Eagles, who won a Super Bowl and also went to one with Fletcher Cox. Give me Alan Page all day long. And I know, that defense might not fit, but it's Brian Flores, and I love the fact that when he said, are you going to run a 3-4 or 4-3? Who are we playing?
Right.
And I'll tell you right now, Alan Page would be able to move all over that defensive front. And at this day and age, we have an offense. We do. I mean, is it top five? We'll see. We have Kevin O'Connell in year two. We have Kirk in year two. But the one thing that I do know for a fact is if you have a game-changing top three D-tackle, D-line, that's a Super Bowl team right there. That is a serious contender.
Yeah, and Paige is a legend, and, you know, he wasn't the same. The player I'm about to talk about is not the same, but, like, you know, Kevin Williams, the Williams volume with Pat, you know, both those guys were not just run stuff in football players. They were also really good at getting after the quarterback and causing pressure. They could do just about anything. It's not a sexy position, right? Nose tackle, defensive tackle. It's not going to rack up a lot of statistics necessarily or be the highlight reel or even sell a lot of the jerseys, but it's incredibly integral to your, you know, to your point there of all the past Super Bowl winners have had really, really good defensive tackles, nose tackles. And it feels like ever since post Linval and peak Linval, they've kind of just had a revolving door. You know, Harrison Phillips is a fine player, but he's certainly not an all-pro or Pro Bowl kind of type of guy. Yeah, Page would be sweet. I think Pat Williams, Kevin Williams could be really awesome too. There's a lot of good options from Vikings previous years that could have for sure worked in on this year's team too and made them a lot better. Boys, before we wrap up here on Vikings Ventline, any last takes? Anyone you want to shout out, Bo? Is there any last takes or anyone you want to shout out here before we wrap?
I guess I'm going to send this podcast to everyone at work.
Nice.
And all family members. So I want to just give a shout out to all those Packer fans out there and just may the 2023 season be the best ever. And if you get last place, I'm sorry, but it's been a long time coming.
Amen. Sam, how about you, man? Any last takes, any shout-outs you want to give?
I just I got a take and a shout-out. I just hope, for love of God, this team stops playing F-A-W-F-T, whatever it is, S-A-W-F-T, soft. We can be as fancy as we want. We can have as much flash as we want, but those teams that I watched in the Super Bowl, those guys had units of human beings that played aggressive and tough and mean, and I want my D-line to start playing mean again. Mean. But I want to shout out my awesome fiance for putting up with not just me, but you guys, because you guys are either on speaker or you're in my AirPod or you're in my car everywhere I go every single day, and she's sick of it, but she loves it. She was honestly more excited that I was going on this show than I was, because she knows how much I enjoy watching your show, and just appreciate y'all having content every day and making me love sports even more than I already do. But thank you, hun, for putting up with me.
Yeah, shout out to all the fiancés, wives, girlfriends, you know, boyfriends, whatever the heck it is, husbands that all listen to Purple Daily, because you're all now entangled in all of our livelihoods as well. So they're just as much a part of this show as all the fans and listeners are, so we appreciate them. Too. Boys, thanks for coming on Vikings Vent Line. Appreciate it. If anyone wants to come on a future episode that's consuming this at the end, hit me up. It's VikingsVentLine@gmail.com. Would love to talk to as many Vikings fans as possible. We'll rock this show throughout the entire offseason. And, of course, the regular form will return during the Vikings season as well. So hit that subscribe button. Daily Minnesota Vikings Entertainment. We'll be back tomorrow.